I talked to Julie, and you know, talked to Ray, and old Harrison McCall back.
Great character of our president if they really look at them.
back, so it was just beautiful. You're all set to take a photograph, I hope. I did talk to Dee Dee, he'll stay, so you know, do what you want to do or something. And how, when I told him to watch the movie, should have had a drink on after the thing, and then I said, and the other thing I want you to watch that, the president will have to dance with.
You see how important it is.
Yes.
You do those photographs, of course, but you know, I have no regrets about that, Rose, that I don't do as much as you are.
They can't tell.
People can't tell. And second, it is not a proper use of the property. If it is, it wouldn't be a proper use of the property. It's a sign of mail.
Yes,
you know?
Not at all. But being just how I'm writing, the other sign on the president is on my mind. He will have to dance for some Patricia. And with that, and I think maybe with Julia, maybe he wants to dance with Mr. Tom. But I said, if you see a lady start to move one of them, step on her foot or trigger or something, and not anybody else, that's the end of the line. But we hear that, he hear who he's about, he coughs, he laughs so hard.
Or you know, Ash.
Nothing about it in the last hour. I'm not sure they have.
I don't think. Yeah,
probably good swimmer.
Jack will catch it.
Bad, bad.
I have a fascinating phone conversation with McGinnity. Also, you guys have looked at our... He's a very interesting guy. Obviously a little...
Melly?
Not really, but a little. He's a zealot.
Precocious.
Well, he's a zealot. He's 32 years old. He,
Catholic University.
Sorry, I don't know where he... No.
Don't know what?
Princeton Theological Seminary.
Oh, my God.
How does that drag you? Now, let me tell you why, though. It's very interesting.
War?
He went... His father has a real estate business. He worked there for a while. Then he did some freelance writing. Then he went up to Prentice Hall as an editor in New York. He was alone in New York.
I was hopeless.
And unhappy. He was a Catholic. He raised as a Catholic. Became an agnostic for 8 years. Or an atheist, I mean, for 8 years.
He did?
He left the church. Became an atheist. Was alone in New York and was wandered into Dr. Peel's church one Sunday because he had nothing else to do. And he was very much taken by Peel. Met his wife there, became very active in their young adults program. Married a girl that he met at the church and was married in the church by Peel. Decided to try and find himself as a Christian, and so went to Princeton Theological Seminary last year, just last year. Spent a year there. He says, I'll tell you, I know more about radicals than anybody in this country does. He said, I was at the headquarters. And of course, he has now become a Catholic again. Came out of there and returned to the church. His wife's Presbyterian. And he's back in the Catholic Church, and he's back at his father's real estate business. He wrote a piece he's sending to me that ran in the Philadelphia Inquirer. It got a great deal of attention. Something on a similar line, I think. And he, because of the interest in it, he sent it to the Bulletin and said, maybe you'd like to run it too. And the Bulletin wrote back, said we wouldn't print anything the Inquirer had already printed. But if you ever write anything else, let us know. So he wrote this other piece and sent it to the Bulletin. It's cut. The reason it doesn't end right is because they didn't run the whole thing. They cut it. He said he's sending you the whole piece. He was, he said he got a lot of phone calls and letters and things as a result of the piece. He said that he kept sending it. This, you know, your call just completely tops them all. I said the president asked me to call.
You know, it's an interesting thing about this telephone call thing we have here. I really think that people like Roger Johnson and others can make even more out of the fact they're calling for the president. Would you agree?
I think you're right.
It seems.
I did.
The president.
Jesus, this guy couldn't believe it. You know, the White House board put the call through, of course, and so she said the White House calling Mr. Hawkins. And he's got a great voice, very articulate, and a very good voice. And I said, have you ever, it said here you're interested in politics, and he said only in studying, reading, and all that. I've never been involved in any political campaign or anything. He said after the other articles, people came and told me I ought to run for Congress, tried to get me to run for Congress, but I didn't really think I should. He said my real interest is in writing. And then at a couple points he said, of course I'm a strong supporter of the president's, and my father is, and he's obviously quite close to his father. He works in his business. And if you ever get down to Washington, because I'd like to chat with him, I'd like to have you meet some of our people here. He said, I've only been to Washington once in my life, and that was for an hour and a half going through to some place. And he said, but I could certainly get down there any time. And I think I'll get him down here next week. I'll tell you, he is very much, in a lot of ways, the kind of guy that Catholic priest that Ray Price wants to hire is, except that this guy is exactly down the line of a zealot in what we believe in, where the Catholic priest is a lay winner.
He could work with Buchanan.
Ah.
That's the beauty of it. And he apparently has got a good mind.
But he's got a much better, he's a much better writer in the popular sense than Buchanan is. Because he isn't as hot.
That's right.
He doesn't hate as much.
Yeah.
He hates. You can see that. Well, he hates the goddamn radicals.
Because
he shows in his article and
you see, we need one writer like that. You see,
other than, see, Pat is so busy with other things that, but this guy, I really feel we ought to get him. I think he's that good. I mean, Bob, that's a hell of a rip of a piece. B. Manning picked up his earlier piece and this piece, put them together, and under the title American Manifesto, and has reprinted them as mailing them out at the Manning Forum. He did them on the Sunday evening broadcast, and he's mailing it out as a complete piece. So there are other people who have seen his talent. And
I get it. I wouldn't let time waste because I...
But he's got this religious quirk in him. It shows that he's a zealot. He's a guy with a burner.
Wants to believe something.
That's right.
But that's all right, too.
And God, he believes in you. Boy, I wondered about that, you know.
Yeah, he kind of can't talk in peace, but he's just a right winger.
He kind of laughed and he said, you had instructed me to circulate the piece to the senior White House staff, and I was doing that. He said, I guess you'll have to take out the part about family assistance. I said, no, sir, we don't believe in that either. That's just part of a package to try and reform the welfare system, which we've got to do. And get.
Well, the fact that he knew that the family system was very interesting.
He's a smart guy, you know. He's obviously done a lot of reading. He said he'd written some fiction, but he said, I could never get any of it published, so I quit to give up on that. And
you got a guy like that, he could come down and, you know, he could be part of your, he could write letters to the editor for other people. He could do,
he might get turned out of speeches. That thing
might even stand near a speech.
His stand near a presidential speech.
He damn near could do it. He could do some presidential speech writing where we could just get something that's really good, that would have a sharper focus, basically, than mustard raised stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the phraseology he uses, that people go to their disgusting movies and,
That's right.
The neutral is the guy who wants to be sure his television sets in repair and there's cold beer in the refrigerator. I mean, he paints pictures that are very, very clear pictures. You know exactly what he's talking about.
He may have this one we need now. And it's just one of those accidents that,
He's in America. It seems very... he believes we're being had. He believes we're losing the war.
Yeah.
The internal war between the Americans and the anti.
The Christian theological service.
Theological convinced
me. He said we're really full of radicals. That awful.
God damn it.
Bring them up to be ministers and make them atheists. You'll get it done, will you?
He'd have to feel he had a call. You know, I mean, a spiritual call or something, but he has some mystic sense and all that stuff. Real project setting that thing up.
This is only Thursday.
That's only one more day. Look at all the stuff on the lawn, oh my God. Those TV people send to
put on a bed.
Yeah. Look at, you know, building those
pipes. This is the first event that's not sponsored, too.
I don't know. I think the specials will be sponsored.
Oh, really?
Run in the evening. They'll run
somebody to buy those.
They can't be sponsored. In other words, they can't say, Gulf Oil Company brings you the Tricia Nixon wedding. What they can say is NBC News presents an NBC News special, the wedding of Tricia Nixon. And then the commercial comes in for Gulf Oil Company. We haven't allowed them to put it as a... the other thing is, I understand that they can use commercial time for it. But it has to be an NBC News presentation, as any their specials are, most of them.
I'd like you to get them going to get down, because I feel the need for one more man, Bob. One more man that can write sharply, and that feels as I do on the issue.
Well, Ray is still pushing very hard to get that Catholic priest, who is one more man who writes very sharply, and Ray thinks is absolutely brilliant and all that. But I don't
like it being on the letter.
I'm going to say no, I think, because we're ill drive.
Just say that we can't write it, because that's the best story then, so.
And the guy says he's recanted, but those people can't recant. The guy obviously doesn't believe.
No, he's bad. Get this guy. This is Ray. Of course, I'll give a judgment. big cause celebre if we bring him in here. Human events will go out of our minds. And pretty perfect.
Ray will not like this guy's style.
Nope.
Man, the reason he won't like his style is he won't like his views. You see, he won't really believe it. But this guy is hard-line as hell. And he just is a square. He really is. But goddamn, so am I. That's what we've got to understand. We've got to get a little bit more of that across. I mean, I just don't, I'm not comfortable up there. I'm black and white about some of this crap, you know, with all these.
Yeah.
These groups of this stuff about, you know, the
well, this guy tells it like it is, and he says, right exactly, that you get to every American firm, and you start talking about sending your kids off to school with teachers that drive them away from you, and then you have to try and get them back.
You might get some reactions to it when you circulate it. At all, because if you go in tonight, the
Conley and Rogers and Irwin, and planning,
how would I be planning it go?
It'd be very good if you don't mind.
Well, it would be good to have it because he might get an exposure to the Rogers. I'm not sure I want to let Rogers because we need him for political purposes. Yeah, it'd be good to have somebody in state to touch some of it. Yes, he's free.
Keep finding it, please, your home.
Well, that sounds great. We just made a bomb with all here. Okay, I think we may have. The minute I read that, that guy's got something.
I'll tell you, the guy, from the sound of his voice and his looks in the picture at least, I think would make one hell of a candidate. They may not have the stomach for it. Guess guys that like to write aren't really going to be good candidates because they don't want to go out and get kicked around.
Very few candidates can write.
Writers are very good candidates because a writer's used to hiding behind his pen. It's like Pat Buchanan's lousy in a meeting.
Lousy in a meeting and Kevin Phillips.
Yeah.
Right, you read Kevin Phillips. Jesus, it must be interesting.
Pete, would you be able to join the president on Sequoia for dinner tonight? We'll be leaving in just a few minutes, 6 o'clock. And John Conley and Bill Rogers and John Arlen and I are going. Okay, come on down at 6 to swing over there.
We won't get any more here now, so we're all set.
good people, there's another one. Just kept it. He says, you know, the inscrutable Oriental, the way he slips it, and he's showing us that and so forth. But gets everything done, and is willing, you know, no phony business. If any one of us have any problem on a trip or something on Christ, you lose a button, he runs up and sews it on for you, and doesn't struggle enough. That, you know, if the president's valet, you would expect I'd just say, screw you to the staff. You know, I'm taking care of the big man. There's not, none of that, none of our people have that kind of attitude.
Oh, there's
never a way let people have it.
The reason we, that's why we really want to do our dentist. Really do our dentist to get this focused a little better. And everybody works damn hard.
And this quick analysis of the, both his, both our image poll and their issues poll. And he ends up saying, it sounds like you writing in the issues poll to the domestic council people, since you've got to focus on two or three issues that matter, forget about everything else.
He knows I said that before.
No.
Oh, what did he say?
Benham said that. It sounded as if it were you writing it. Benham wrote it in his analysis. He said, what we've got to do is focus. He was, this is his analysis of the poll. What it tells him is that we've got too many things. We've got to take a couple of matter and zero in on and stay on and become, develop the cutting edge.
Did he comment? He didn't comment. He didn't, of course, there was nothing to comment on our last, right, he gave you his analysis as to why the China thing had changed.
They're going into that some more. They're trying to, they're just looking at that too, because I don't buy that. And he doesn't really either. That's his quick analysis. He says that's the only thing you can see on the surface, but he's been trying to figure it out. Yeah. Trying to get some of the Gallup data. There's something wrong with that, I think. It doesn't, you know, that kind of thing doesn't go like that.
Well, the interesting thing is that even comparing Gallup with Harris, it was a hell of a differential.
Yeah.
Harris showed it with a landslide, and Gallup showed it relatively close. Now, there's something about that point that maybe the people take it on. You see, I don't have the confidence, Bob, in the field men, these polls. They're a bunch of left-wingers, too. You know?
You mean the actual poll takers?
Got them. Yeah, right.
Mostly women.
Are they?
And they're...
Well, of course.
But you tell her, I did that. I spent 6 months when I was in college taking polls, and I know how easy it is to distort. You get bored at the end of the day, you screw up a questionnaire, and you don't worry much about it.
No.
If you got one more to do when the day's over, you rush through it just to get it done.
Bennett probably, he feels aware of it, probably feels aware
of it. Extremely well.
What do you think, like his last poll? Poll pretty good.
Well, thinks you're doing extremely well. Makes the point that on the personality stuff, we're in very good shape on the, you know, the basic characteristics and traits and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, he, kind of a fighter too, he says, in spite of the press.
Yeah.
And, what we're up against.
But he says we've got to get better. Of course, he doesn't know that we've got some very great events, possibly in the wind.
That's right.
Possibly. God damn it, something's going to crack, or something's going to crack someplace.
Well, if any of those does, what we will be in.
It's going to have a hell of an effect.
Damn right.
Of course, I really think that even if we don't get the right thing, we might not. What do you think about it? If we just come right down the back, we don't get the Russian thing, we have to make the trip to China. And that's going to have one hell of an effect. Don't you?
Absolutely.
And the last one, in fact, too.
Because nobody really, you know, they talk about it a little bit, but everybody just kind of laughs it off. Nobody really believes that that's a possibility. I think the shock value of that, and then the sort of the wonderment of it actually happening, will be tremendous.
We have some things out of it.
If you go, I hope you can stay a few days.
Yeah, I wouldn't be dream of going without you. Assumption. They turn out from the word.
Well,
they'd be ordered to, but they turn out.
I imagine they'd turn the whole place out of them.
Yeah. My view would be to go to Pekin. I too would go to Shanghai.
The legendary thing is, you know, me with Mao Zedong is just kind of a...
I think we're doing well, mainly
much dragging us at the point. The war being the main one.
That's right.
He makes the wars proceeding as an issue will have a very great effect. He's right.
Yeah, but he makes the point that you've got to have, you need something specific things to replace it.
Because there'll be actors or something else, won't they? It's nothing like the war, though, Bossery. Nothing like it.
Three, I call Hubert.
You were. Thank you for his.
Is it?
I'm surprised everyone is here, was coming out with you.
Oh, they're here?
Mr. Secretary, kind of. Just bring the cars up here, Mr. President.
So he's going to get his jacket over here.
You want to have the chief bring it over here? Have Monson bring, has the chief bring my coat over here.
Sure.
He knows that he's an area where he should be.